Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Plain Fame by Sarah Price, performed by Amy McFadden. Fame is a strange thing. Some people work their entire lives to acquire it, willing to give up their privacy and personal lives in order to satisfy the curiosity and fantasies of their fans. Still others find themselves unwillingly in the center of the limelight, despite wishing to remain anonymous. Their privacy and rights are stripped because they become celebrities. This book is dedicated to the people who fall into both of those categories, the singers, performers, artists, and entertainers who give so much of themselves for our own enjoyment. They change our lives, but we also change theirs. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou, that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 9, King James Version. Chapter 1. New York City was as crowded as ever, and traffic was backed up for miles. Alejandro leaned his head against the plush headrest of his private limousine and shut his eyes for a few moments. After weeks of traveling, he was tired. Tired of living out of quickly packed suitcases, tired of hotels, tired of the lack of privacy. He missed the heartwarming sun, the long sandy beaches, and the quiet of his own home in beautiful Miami. He made a mental note to remind his assistant to stop scheduling these trips for a while. He just needed some time to recuperate, to take a step back, to re-examine his life, and to recharge his batteries.
Ay, mi madre,
he said to himself. Then, leaning forward, he tapped on the glass that separated him from his driver.
¿Qué está pasando? ¿Por qué hay tanto tráfico?
He couldn't imagine why there was so much traffic at this hour. It wasn't even noon, but it was well past the morning rush hour. Yet the streets were packed, bumper to bumper. Even more frustrating were the pedestrians, ignoring traffic signals and crossing when they shouldn't. That was adding to the traffic. Alejandro sighed. He was going to be late. The driver glanced back and shrugged his shoulders in the casual manner of a typical New Yorker.
Traffic, my man. It's just traffic. Dios mío,
Alejandro complained under his breath.
We are going...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?